morning, everyone. Welcome to our Shacharit service today. I hope that you've been able to join us and that technology is holding out for us today. We send greetings to our congregation, hopefully in your homes, nice and safe and sound. Pray that you're being blessed and you're kept together as a family, that each one of you are safe, and that you're well. So greetings from Louise and I, and our prayers are with you at this time. We hope that you'd also join us for the next service at 10:30 this morning as well. So today, of course, for our Shacharit service, we are at a special place in the Torah portion for the week, and we are starting the book of Leviticus this week. Vayikra, it's called. Let me read to you from Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 1. Adonai called to Moshe and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to Adonai, you must bring your animal offerings either from the herd or from your flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he must offer a male without defect. He is to bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting so that it can be accepted by Adonai. He is to lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. He is to slaughter the young bull before Adonai, and the sons of Aharon, the Kohanim, are to present the blood. They are to splash the blood against all sides of the altar, which is by the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The descendants of Aaron, the Kohen, are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. The sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, are to arrange the pieces, the head and the fat on the wood, which is on the fire of the altar. He is to wash the entrails and lower parts of the legs with water, and the Kohen is to cause all of it to go up in smoke on the altar as a burnt offering. It is an offering made by fire, a fragrant aroma for Adonai." And so as usual, the Torah portion derives its name from the opening verse of the portion, and today, of course, the portion begins with Vayikra al Moshe, Vayikra, and the Lord called to Moses. Now, the entire book of Leviticus in Hebrew is Vayikra, and this book, of course, teaches us all about holiness, what God expects of us as we come in to worship Him. As sinful human beings, He gives us instructions of how to worship Him. The book of Vayikra, Leviticus, is also known as Torat Kohanim, which is the priestly code, because there's so many instructions for the priests throughout this book. Certainly the theme of Leviticus is holiness. I counted at least seven times throughout the book of Leviticus where God says, "Be holy as I am holy." He calls us to holiness. And the good news for us is that He also provides the way of holiness for us. Certainly in the Torah, He gives us instructions on holiness. But for those of us who are believers in the Messiah, we know what holiness looks like because Yeshua is a perfect demonstration of what holiness is like. And so if we want to be holy, we follow our Messiah. He shows us the way of holiness and the way in which He engaged with the world, and the way that He touched this world certainly is a reflection of God's holiness. And so we are to be concerned with holy living. And that's what this whole book of Vayikra teaches us. Now, the title of this parasha is quite informative. The most common phrase that we read throughout the Torah is when God speaks to Moses. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe limor. It's something, a phrase that we hear many times. over 50 times, in fact, in the Torah. But here in Vayikra, and God called to Moses, is really an unusual departure from the norm. In fact, there are only three instances where this form of greeting is previously used. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, when Adonai saw that he had gone over to see, God called to him from the middle of the bush, "Moshe, Moshe." He answered, "Hineni, here I am." Also a lovely verse in Exodus 9, verse 3, Moshe went up to God, and Adonai called to him from the mountain. "Here is what you are to say to the household of Yaakov to tell the people of Israel." And so God called, Vayikra. And again in Exodus 24:16, "The glory of Adonai stayed on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day he called to Moshe out of the cloud." And so perhaps this essential message of the entire book of Leviticus is that we should recalibrate our understanding of holiness. And it's a calling from God to us. And the ultimate question is, how will we respond to God's calling to be holy as he is holy? If we're anything like the prophet Isaiah, for instance, we will say, together with Isaiah and many of the other servants of the Lord, "Hineni, here I am, Lord. I'm willing to walk with you in holiness." So each one of us has to resolve for himself or herself before the Almighty how seriously you are to embrace this call to sanctification. Let's continue to look at the nature of these sacrifices. So back in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 9, we read, "He is to wash the entrails and lower parts of the legs with water, and the Kohen is to cause all of it to go up in smoke on the altar as a burnt offering. It is an offering made by fire, a fragrant aroma for Adonai." As the Torah describes the sacrificial service, it says that when the smoke of the offering rises to heaven, it will be a fragrant, a soothing aroma before the Lord. Now, according to Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, also known as Rashi, this soothing aroma is a metaphor for human obedience. The reason that the aroma is pleasing before the Lord is because it reminds God of his children's obedience. Although I must say that whenever I smell a barbecue, it's certainly very pleasing to me. So when God smells the sacrifice, he delights in the is pleased with it because he delights in the effort that his children have gone to make an offering before him. Of course, the sacrifice would cost the worshipper a lot, and the animal sacrifice had to be perfect, even as we had in that reading earlier. And that reminds me also of the Passover sacrifices. We're coming up to Passover very soon. We've already begun the month of Nisan, in which Passover takes place. In fact, in the Torah we read that this month is the beginning of months for us. And the Bible tells us that on the 10th of the month of Nisan, a family had to choose a perfect sacrifice. To make sure that it was perfect, they had to watch it for 4 days to make sure that it was without defect or without fault. And then on the 14th day of the month of Nisan, they would sacrifice that lamb, the blood of that lamb painted on the doorposts of their houses, so that the angel of death, the plague, would go over them, would pass over them. And so we do well to remember God's deliverance of the Israelites so many thousands of years ago, but also for us who believe in the Messiah. The Bible tells us, and the New Testament says, that he is our Passover lamb who has been sacrificed for us. So for each one of us who trust in him, we too have the blood of the Messiah on the doorposts of our hearts, so that the angel of death passes over us as well. And so from our Torah portion this morning, we can see that God delights in sacrifices. He loves it when we bring our sacrifices to him. So why does it seem that the prophets of Israel speak out against sacrifices? For example, in the book of Isaiah, he says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11, "For what is it to me, the multitude of your sacrifices, says Adonai? I am full of burnt offerings of rams and fat of fed animals. I have no delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand, trampling my courts? Bring no more worthless offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Shabbat, the calling of convocations, I cannot endure it. Iniquity with solemn assembly." And also the prophet Isaiah similarly says in chapter 6, verse 20, "Of what use to me is frankincense coming from Sheba, or sweet cane from a distant country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor are your sacrifices pleasing to me." And also Malachi says in chapter 1, verse 10, "If just one of you would shut the doors and not light my altar uselessly, I have no delight in you, says Adonai Tzevaot, nor will I accept any offering from your hand." So there seems to be a contradiction from what the Torah says about sacrifices and what the prophets had to say about them. But when we take a closer look, we can see that it's not that God hated sacrifices, but that he wanted worshippers to come to him with the right heart attitude and back up their worship with right living. God hates it when we perform our religious duties while our hearts are actually far from him. We could say that God hates religion when it's done with no intention of living in a way that pleases him. That is, living with no intention of holiness. These lessons should be a warning to all of us today. We must be careful not to develop any sense of right standing with God because of ritual observances. God is interested really in the state of our hearts. Our outward rituals should reflect our inward condition. God is calling us to present ourselves actually as living sacrifices. Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle Paul, tells us in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, "I exhort you, therefore, brothers, in view of God's mercies, to offer yourselves as a sacrifice, living and set apart for God. This will please him. It is the logical temple worship for you." In other words, do not let yourselves be conformed to the standards of the Olam Hazeh, this current age. Instead, keep letting yourselves be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you will know what God wants and will agree that what he wants is good, satisfying, and able to succeed. And so God has called us to holiness and has shown us the way, and Yeshua has provided the sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us pray. Avinu Malkeinu, we thank you, Lord, for this parasha today that teaches us to be holy as you are holy. And Lord, we hear your calling upon our lives. Help us, by the power of your Spirit working within us, to live a life that is pleasing to you. Lord, we thank you that you have made the way of salvation for each one of us. And today, Lord, we bless you and praise you that you are with us wherever we are. We don't have to be in a temple. We don't have to be in a shul. We don't have to be in a church to be in your presence. Your presence is with each one of us right now through your Holy Spirit. Touch our hearts and draw us closer to yourself today. For this we pray, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.